Welcome to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy the talk.
Hello. So, as I was saying, I am James. I'm the student intern, so some of you will know me very well. And I did have sort of a pause written here, for the students to cheer, but I have written, there we go, I've got cue cheer from students, ... or not, and some of you won't know me very well at all. Obviously, when I was asked to do a squad preach, I was excited. I was looking forward to writing my talk over weeks and weeks. Given that I was asked this Monday, obviously that didn't happen, but I have a great amount of joy to inform you all that you will be getting a pre-tested, a pre-practiced talk that is an adapted version of a talk that I gave to the students about God's love a couple of weeks ago. The passage is, the passage is a deceptively simple one, but it's something that we all need reminding about. So obviously I have no guilt whatsoever that some of the students will have heard some of this before. So I'm just going to get onto the passage without further ado. It's 1 John 4, 7-21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. I think, to be honest, that sums it up pretty well. I could probably stop now and give you sort of 5 minutes, don't worry. 5 minutes to think over this passage and it would be fine. God loves us and wants a deep relationship with us. This might seem like old news to you, but it's something that cannot be stressed enough, and this passage does an excellent job of doing this. It tells us of a God that is the source of unconditional love and is unconditional love, an unlimited, unquestioning, unreserved, and unrestricted love. I think possibly, oh yeah, there we go, that came before we did anything for God or even loved God back. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. This love is unconditional and it's loyal to the point of sacrifice. We have a God who saw his people suffering and left a place of glory to come and live amongst us. A love so loyal that he sent his Son and sacrificed himself on the cross. Remember, before even this sacrifice, however, he became human. I don't know about you, but I quite like being human. And there'll be a picture in a second, hopefully, with all of the reasons that I like being human. It's full of joy and nice things. And might I take this moment to sort of draw Beth Vickers' attention to the central photo and just congratulate you on your engagement to this lovely, lovely man. But it also has real moments of pain and discomfort and ill health. And it's certainly nothing on being God. But God in his loyal love chose to take on human form and everything that comes along with that. He went from a place of glory to a place of joy, yes, but a place of risk and potential pain. It's a monumental sacrifice that we quite rightly struggle to comprehend, and it was all ultimately with the goal of deepening the relationship with us. God sent his Son to die for us and to be the Saviour of the world, to deepen his relationship with us forever. That might seem simple, and you might have sat in church and heard it 50 times, 100 times, more than that. I know I certainly have. In fact, we've already heard it once this evening with Jonah's really beautifully written prayers. It might seem simple and it might seem small, but it is absolutely not. The significance of the act is enormous. God, Yahweh, the one who created the world, whose hands flung stars into space, whose voice spoke all into being, wants to use that very same voice to talk to us, to be in a loving relationship with us. Our God is not just content to sit and watch but loves us so much that he wants to be involved and relentlessly pursues this, giving up his son and shrouding himself in human pain and struggle just to be closer to us in relationship. It's actually really, really exciting. It's a relationship based both on Jesus taking our sins onto himself on the cross and gaining us forgiveness, and through the Holy Spirit whom God sent to dwell within us so that we're always with him. Whoa there. So as you leave church and you're heading back to work or uni or school, remember that you have a God that loves you deeply and unconditionally, without limit, question, reservation, or restriction. A God that wants to know you. All we have to do is to accept this love and to show this love to others. For us, it could look more like making time to sit down with a friend or a housemate, a partner, a child, and listening to them if they need to talk, or making a meal for someone after a long day, or thanking someone in the shop, or praying for someone you know is struggling. By small acts of love to those around us, whether we know them or not, we continue to live in God, and therefore love, and God lives in us. Perhaps, and I'm taking some liberties here, because I'm an intern, so I can sort of thumb my nose slightly at expectation, but as we enter worship or a space of reflection, maybe you can pray into how you think God might guide you and how you should show love, and even do that. If there's a text you need to send someone, invite them for a coffee or a meal. Think about where there are moments in your life where you can intentionally try and show love to someone around you.
Thank you for listening to the St. George's Leeds Sermon Podcast. For more talks or information, visit stgs.org.uk.